We start with some breaking news. Rescue operations are underway in parts of the Philippines that have been hit by one of the strongest storms in the world this year. Tens of thousands of people are being moved to emergency shelters in southern and central parts of the country. Officials say about 10,000 villages are in the projected path of the typhoon. Jamela Ellendogan has more from Manila.
What we are seeing, basically, whatever it is that are made available at this point are just snippets of what's actually happening at the moment. Typhoon Rai made landfall on Siargao Island, you know, a known tourist destination on the eastern part of the Mindanao region. And it is a slow-moving typhoon, which means that it's going to batter a lot of the coastal and agricultural communities in this part of the Philippines. And we know that a lot of the aid usually are already pre-positioned in a country like the Philippines with more than 7,000 islands. But again, the succeeding rescue and retrieval operations, if there will be an additional response teams that will be coming from different areas, will really depend on areas that are hit the most. So this is quite a waiting game for the national government that's going to be sending aid from Manila and the regional networks positioned to help with emergency response. The strongest storm to ever hit on global record is Typhoon Haiyan in 2013. And since then, we've seen efforts to institutionalize emergency preparations, disaster response. But as you see at this point, as mentioned previously, the big issue here is that now there is a difference when it comes to the disaster landscape because of the pandemic. You know, when the government conducts rescue and evacuation efforts, that means that residents are evacuated in temporary shelters like public schools and, you know, open the government facilities, but then they can't really stay too long because of the minimum health protocol required by the Philippine government. So what happens then to residents who have lost their homes in many of these areas? So that coupled with the economic recession, which means that, you know, a lot of these areas, rural areas that are already badly hit by Typhoon Bamco last year will most likely suffer again.